entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back. WABC News time is 5:32. Is New York City done? Some think the pandemic was the nail in Manhattan's coffin. And we're going to talk about whether we can and will make a comeback with longtime New York radio reporter Steve Kastenbaum. By the way, you know his voice very well, I'm sure.
The iconic yellow taxi. It's hard to imagine New York streets without them. But taxi drivers here were in a state of crisis at the start of 2020. Then the coronavirus pandemic hit.
Well, that is Steve Kastenbaum. He's covered news for everyone from Westwood One Radio to CNN. And he recently launched this new podcast you just heard a little bit there called New York Gritty, tackling the things that make New York City tick. And he is joining us right now. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Juliet. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here today. I've listened to you for many, many years. You do a great job. And I really, really enjoy this podcast. I think it's a great idea. Can you tell me a little bit, you know, the big question that you're trying to answer, and correct me if I'm wrong, with this podcast is New York City over? And sort of all the things that make New York City tick and great. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a native New Yorker. I'm a born and bred proud Brooklynite. And when people started saying New York was dead as the pandemic was peaking here, you know, it really got me upset, as it did with a lot of New Yorkers. And I know that New Yorkers are gritty and resilient, and they're persevering people, and they will meet any challenge. And anyone who's ever written New York's obituary has been proven wrong over the years. So I'm not sugarcoating the challenges that we face here in New York. This is probably the most severe crisis this city has faced since the economic crisis of the 1970s, when the city was essentially bankrupt. We really face a tough time ahead. But with that said, New Yorkers always rise to the challenge and meet that challenge. And this city's always reinventing itself. And I wanted to tell the stories of the people who keep our city's magic alive during dark times and are addressing those challenges and don't ignore them. They acknowledge them. But they are still optimistic, and they think that this is an opportunity for the city to reinvent itself again. New York's always reinventing itself. And whether it's restaurant owners who are really struggling or the 140,000 people in the hospitality industry who are still out of work, or if it's the 12,000 people who are employed in Broadway theaters, you know, it runs the gamut. I talk to healthcare workers, taxi drivers. Everybody's facing a tough time right now. They all acknowledge this. But they are all confident in New York City's ability to come back and mount yet another epic comeback from this.
Steve, this is Frank. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you for many years. It's a real thrill to be able to talk with you. And kudos on the new podcast. I am curious, what do the folks that you spoke to cite as the source of their optimism? Crime, violent crime included, is going up. Homelessness is very visible. Even the general level of filth on the street seems to be going up. And with more and more businesses allowing their workers to work from homes without having a need to live in New York City, I'm curious, what are folks saying is the reason they're optimistic about New York City's forthcoming comeback?
Yeah, and let me tell you, the filth on the streets, you know, as a native New Yorker, it's really bothering me. I was driving around yesterday, I went to interview somebody in Gravesend, Brooklyn, and I was just really disappointed at just how dirty the streets have become. You know, where I live in downtown Brooklyn, my neighbors and I, we've adopted our street, and we keep it clean because the sanitation department isn't sweeping as much as it used to. So that's really distressing when you see that, when you see the filth, when you see you know, some of the stores, you know, with their signs bidding farewell and thanking their customers because they couldn't make it anymore during this tough time.
Yeah.
It's really disheartening, right? But the thing that keeps people buoyed here is the fact that New York has risen to the challenge before. You know, they've seen New York come through really tough times. I mean, look at the collapse of the subprime mortgage sector and how many people were unemployed in New York in 2008 and 2009, And yet we bounced back from that.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just did a story a couple seconds ago, a couple minutes ago, about the billionaires who left New York City, went down to Miami, and are now like, oh, what did we do? what are we doing? You know, when you move away from New York City, you may hate it. You may go crazy here. Sometimes, you know, I can't stand this place. But when you leave, there's something missing, and you always feel that need to go back because there's just something about this city. Steve, I wanted to get into so much more, but we've got to run.
How do people hear this podcast, Steve?
Yeah, you can hear New York Gritty on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher, or you can just go to our website, nygritty.com. It's nygritty.com, and you can subscribe there.
Great.
And we're going to be putting up a lot more information about the recovery on the website as well.
I love this website. I mean, I love this podcast. It's very, very good. And I'd love to have you come back and talk about some of the things that you're learning more specifically. That would be really good. So you're going to be waking up at 5:30 frequently.
My pleasure. I'd love
Thanks,
to. Thank you.
Steve. Great talking with you.